our sixth Maui tape, our sixth class this year, and the last one, until we meet on the Garden Isle. And it's now time to learn what mankind has missed. For 2,000 years, and I offer this to you with a silent prayer. For it seems to me that it is the secret way to follow Christ. I know it might shock some of you. Others will find their senses becoming numb. Some will say, my blood is standing still. But it will lead you to Christ. And it will keep you there. There are two important facts that must be called to your attention now. Until you recognize the dream, you cannot experience the reality. And the second fact is that you personally cannot break the dream, because the dream is you. Your mortal sense of self is the dream. Your belief that you are material flesh and blood, that you're living in a universe made of material planets, stars, oceans, mountains, forests, this is the universal dream, which by its very nature denies that God is infinite spirit and therefore without an opposite. The dream is where we find the evil. And this world is that dream. Our ignorance of the presence of God is the only error. Our unawareness that spirit is infinite love without opposite, and all else must be unreal. Our complete and utter rejection of the fact that God's perfect work is done and continuous and without end, waiting for each of us to live in it here, now. And until you accept the kingdom which is not of this world, and continue to believe in a part of this world as reality, you are holding on to the dream. And you must face it. The truth you receive will be the dream itself. It will be good and it will be evil. Because the universal dream of matter is not under the law of God. You've read it in Joel's books. You've heard it on his tapes. You've been studying it with me. God is not with mortals. God is not on the human scene. God is not governing the horrors that we behold on this earth. We can't continue to ignore that. We must focus our concentrated consciousness on the knowledge that God is only in Christ, the Son of God, the substance of God. And in order to step out of the dream of aging and decaying, you must step out of the total dream. You must be the one substance, or else you are the dead, and you will bury the dead, and the dead will bury you. Because all who walk after the flesh are asleep in the mortal dream that God is not all. Now let's reverse it. Turn it around to the truth that God is all. And make that your rock-ribbed truth. For it is the Christ message. God is one. God is all. God is spirit. And God does not die. And therefore death must be a dream. God doesn't suffer. And God is all. Suffering must be a dream. Matter alone suffers. Matter alone dies. But God is all. So, matter must be a dream. God is indestructible. Matter can be destroyed. So matter must be a dream. God is all. And God's creation needs no healing. It simply has to be revealed. First, before you do another thing, to follow Christ, you must step out of your flesh. When you do that, when you drop the concept that you are in flesh, you will discover that you are out of the dream. Let's do it together. Now, only God is here. Only Spirit is here. Doesn't matter what you hear in the background, if it's an ocean or a bird or a plane or an automobile in your own backyard. Only God, Spirit, is here. That's our rock of truth, because that is what God has taught us. And when and if you accept this truth, you must realize that you cannot be here in the flesh. Only Spirit is here. You must be Spirit now. If only Spirit is present, Is your material form also present? And of course you know it isn't. And then if your physical form is not present, what is it? Your form must be a dream. And where is that dream? In your mind. And so we see your mind is dreaming, isn't it? Now ask yourself, how can a mind that is dreaming follow Christ? It must be a dream mind, and a dream mind cannot follow Christ. And so now let us leave the dream mind. The prodigal human mind. And recognize that only the mind of God is here, and it is infinite. God is here. The mind of God is here. There is no other mind. So please rest your mortal mind at this moment. Take no thought. Just let the dream world go by. The same truth that you are not in mortal form has always been true since the day of your birth. You have never been in mortal form because what is true now was true at that so-called time. There is no time when truth changes. It is also true about every incarnation you have ever had. You have never really incarnated. You have never been in mortal form. Also called previous incarnations, including this one, are experiences of your dream form. They are dream experiences, and they have taken place only in your dream mind. While your dream mind has been seeing and experiencing an imperfect world, God has been maintaining a perfect universe. So take yourself completely out of the picture now. God alone is here. Spirit alone is here. A physical form cannot be here. Now then, how can your form follow Christ if it isn't even here? That's a paradox, isn't it? Because your form cannot follow Christ, and yet Christ commanded, "Follow me." What of you is to follow Christ. A dream mind can't follow. A dream form can't follow. What can follow Christ? Do you see why the world has not followed Christ? Dream forms have tried to. Dream minds have tried to. Without success. You are going to follow Christ. You, not your dream mind, not your dream form. All right, now let's look at Christ. What is Christ? Christ is not a form. Christ is not a person. Christ is divine consciousness. Individualized. Christ is the level of consciousness which perfectly expresses the infinite spirit. That's why Christ says, I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Now let's put it all together. And you may have to go over this tape again and again until you either accept it or decide to reject it. But this is the truth that will take you into Christ. There is no you in physical form. God alone is here. Christ is in God. God is in Christ. And this Christ now commands you, follow me. You want to follow. How? You have eliminated the dream self in form. Now, accept another self. Accept a you that even you have not known. Accept the self that you have always been, the self that you always were before the world was. The self that you always will be. Let us find and accept your real self. There is no way for a dream physical form to walk into God, to have real existence. You must already be in God. You must already be the Christ which is in the Father. You must be the Christ which is saying, follow me. For Christ is your real individuality. Christ in you calls you away from the realm of the dream, away from the dream creature who is not you. The voice of Christ in the Bible is the voice of yourself. one Christ. A self which has seemed apart from you, but only because you have lived inside the dream of material form. And so great is that dream that your own self has actually been a stranger to you. But now, let us approach the threshold of reality. Christ commands surrender. Deny thyself. Surrender your dream life, your dream individuality, your dream judgments, your dream intelligence. Surrender the total dream. Accept the light of God. As your only identity. And let your light shine, that all men may see the light of God where you stand. That your works may glorify the Father, which is in heaven. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which in heaven is perfect. You cannot serve spirit and matter. You cannot serve God and mammon. Sell all thou hast. Release the mortal self. Release the dream of mortal form. And follow me. All this is preparation. Because it is our function now to enter the door of heaven. To go beyond the words into the experience. Where Christ's life actually replaces the dream of human life. And where Christ's love replaces the selfish, material, personalized dream of love, which by its very favoritism denies the allness and the oneness of spirit. We are about to enter the Holy of Holies. So sacred that only the high priest could enter. And he but once a year, on a very special day, which is now called the Day of Atonement. But originally, the meaning of that day was the day of at-one-ment. Now, let's not think this Holy of Holies is in Jerusalem, or in Rome, or in the pyramids of Egypt, or in the holy mountains of India. When you take off your shoes, your mortal concepts, and you strip yourself of all material beliefs, including the belief that you exist in a material form, when every quivering remnant of human selfhood has been surrendered, including your human ego, your human will, your human desires, when all that remains is your spirit, which is all you are, in that split second, something happens. There's no way to describe it. It never happens twice the same way. It never happens the same way to everyone. But in that split second, you actually discover who you are. Quickly, silently, without warning. You become aware of a living presence of self, very near you, and yet it's not in your form. Some intelligence from nowhere seems to move through you and brings with it the secret wisdom that you have just found your hidden self, your true self. And for a moment, there seems to be two of you. And then they move together, and the one realizing it is the new self. And you can't remember where the other self went. You are benumbed and yet very much alive. This very strange discovery is the seed of your rebirth. When it happens, you won't recognize it as the end of your search right away. But it is. And it is also the beginning of a continuous God experience that never ends. Because you do know at that moment that this mysterious self that has come into your consciousness, whose consciousness you now are, is different than the one who was born in your mother's womb. There is another you. But this other you is here now, on Earth. And it is because of this other you, now here on Earth, that you will be able to walk into life eternal. This is the stupendous truth that preserves the purity of the kingdom of God. For only this invisible you lives in the kingdom. And when you find this invisible you as an experience, then you have found your true self, your eternal self. And when you turn your life over to this other you, then you are under the law of God, which is perfect. For Scripture teaches, he that loveth his life shall lose it. As you change from this you to the true you, something else happens. You don't lose it. You come under the other part of the statement, he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. As the false you is replaced by the true you, your life is now eternal. And if you live in that true you, you come under the protection and under the grace of that glorious statement by the Christ, if any man serve me, the true you, him will my Father honor. That experience of finding your true self is the purpose of the assignment I would like to give you now. And truly, I consider it the most important assignment that I have ever given in the past 14 years. Your function on this earth is to break the world dream of matter. Your material self cannot do it. Only your true self can do it. To shatter the dream, you must literally, actually, change from what the world thinks you are to what you really are. You must be willing to surrender unreality in exchange for that which is real. Is that clear? God is your life. You must accept it or reject God life. If you accept it, learn this. Only God can live God's life. You can only interfere if you set up your own human methods. Your salvation depends on letting God live his life, his way. And God can do that only through your true self, not through your material sense of self, not through the self that must suffer the good and the evil and eventually die. So far, those illuminated souls who have obeyed the Christ command to follow me, who still work in the invisible, lifting us all, have not led the world to that state called Armageddon. When the great war between spirit and the flesh becomes an international effort and world consciousness is overthrown. To date, the world has not obeyed the Christ command to follow me because it thinks those words were spoken by a man. And at that, 2,000 years ago. Well, we know it's the dream, don't we? We know the speaker of those words is your true self, your God self, always saying, follow me. Do not follow your mortal sense of life, but follow me, for I am Christ, your eternal self. Now, as we come into an awareness that this is the command, it is because those who have followed that command in the invisible are revealing it to us, lifting us. Bringing us up into a conscious awareness of the real nature of human failure. Every rejection of those words, follow me, has been a rejection of your true self. And so here's your assignment. Change focus. You don't start that day with me anymore. You start it with God. Your function is to serve God, not me, not your mortal sense of self. And don't waste your time by trying to be a human being who serves God. Only your true self can serve God. Everything else fails. The divine plan only functions through your spiritual self. And so for 40 days, 40 nights, I ask you to turn your meditations over to your true self. At first, you will seem to be alone in the wilderness. But I can never leave you. And when the moment of Christ recognition announces itself, from that moment on, from that moment of self-discovery, your actions will be sustained, maintained, empowered, and perfected by God's will, without human limitations. And so, more than a happy new year, I really wish you a happy new self. end a very important preparation for the advanced work that we shall do and share. In Hawaii, at Easter time, the door of heaven is open to you, and the riches there are beyond the mind of man. Christ's life will replace the dream of human life. Christ consciousness will replace the dream of a human consciousness. Infinite Christ individuality will replace the dream of a dying human individuality. Christ wisdom, Christ reason, Christ judgment will replace the limited unrighteous judgments of the human mind. But only when you surrender the human dream. Now here are some important reminders. When you meditate, during your 40 days in the wilderness of mortality, first, when you have accepted God as present, also accept your true self as present. God is here. My true self is here in God and God in me. Don't search for your true self. Don't wait for it. Don't pray for it to come. Simply make your shift in consciousness. God is here. My true self is here, in God, and God in me. It won't be a wilderness very long if you are faithful and consistent with this first step. Next step, drop the belief in your mortal self completely. God is here. My true self is here. I am the Father in me. There is no mortal self here. No mortal self means no physical self. Not even a mental self. All that can be here is my true self. Which is eternal. Which can never be touched by this world, which is a dream. And therefore, step number three, I seek nothing, I desire nothing, I ask for nothing. My true self has all that the Father has. Now, the moment you do ask or seek or desire, you're dropping back into mortal thought, and that's duality. And that's why the Master taught to ask, seek, and knock in my name. That's how you ask, seek, and knock. The moment you're in my name, it's automatic. You don't ask, seek, or knock in a mortal body. And when you're in my name, when you have followed me into your true self, I already have. The asking, the seeking, and the knocking is already done. Step number four. Your true self is the only self you can be. So trust it totally. Accept its present and eternal perfection totally, which means relax. God is functioning your true self. There is no other you to worry about, to plan for, to need, to want, to desire. That's your old dream self. You left that in 1977. Well, that's simple. Four steps. You do it again and again and again for 40 days and 40 nights. And somewhere in there, there is going to be a shocking discovery. A birth. Christ will be born. Out of the old sense of you will come a new self. And when I say shocking, I mean explosive. So don't be frightened. Because when you experience your true self, it will open rivers for you in high places and fountains in the midst of the valley. It will transform your wilderness into heaven. The glory of divine love will shine through you upon the world. That new self is the Christmas gift and the New Year gift that you must give yourself. No words need be spoken as the Spirit blesses us all. We feel the seal of the Father, the dear presence the gentle peace. For lo, I am with you always. It is a great joy to anticipate with you the experience of selfhood discovered. When it happens, I will be there. And as you are born into yourself, and another here and another there are born into their self, we are lighting candles in the dark, building that circle of pure light that others may walk with us into their self. For each self is your self. And this too will be an experience. As the newborn realization of your true self teaches you that all there is the one self, and this too is an experience. There will be new faces with us in March, and many old friends. And the one who has called this meeting together is yourself, beckoning you to join hands with yourself in the experience of the tree of life, the one infinite tree of the Father, from which all blessings flow in abundance as long as we are in the self that never dies. Reluctantly, I bid you a brief farewell. Aloha. From the land of love, until we meet soon in the invisible spirit which surrounds us all. Much love, infinite joy.